or don't know anything about. And then it wasn't working. It wasn't my fault because I didn't choose to go there. This is not a sob story at all. No.
Hey, Bruce, put the violin down for goodness sake. This doesn't end Bruce, bad.
I think Bruce just wanted to practice a little.
It doesn't end bad. The woman who ran the station called me in and she said, look, I don't think you're very happy sitting in there playing classic rock. You're not doing that music any good, and it's not doing you any good. And I like the way she said that. It's not doing me any good. She said, we have an AM station, and they did, because these stations had all been bought, one of these big conglomerate multi-station purchase deals. And in the purchase, they had to take KSD AM, which was 550.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't want it. It just came with the deal. It was just extra bag. And she said, essentially, she said, that station is not doing anything for us. We don't even know what to do with it. You want it? You want to just go? What time you want to be on? What do you want to do? Just do. I said, I'll take it. And I was able to go on there and do whatever I wanted. I decided, you know, I'm going to work afternoons, and here's what we're going to do. And we did it, and it worked. And then when somebody else came along and bought that frequency, they very wisely made a deal where we could just keep going, stay on under different call letters. So it's called the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon because, yes, it used to be a large morning show. And I decided to change that. Sometimes you do things and you wonder, boy, am I out of my mind? Because this is what everybody strives for, is to be on in the morning. And I'm going to toss that away. And the answer was, it was a very smart decision, and one that I'm glad I made, a good one. Maybe one day we'll just do the whole show and Dan can talk and I can talk and you have a shorter version of your radio career, I'm sure, but we'll just tell our stories, what happened, sure, when, how we got where we are, why we never really made it big, and why we're really nowhere, even to this day. Even to this day. So Tim Woodburn is on private investigator assignment. He called me this morning, and he's got a very sad, disturbing case, a child abuse case, and he had to go down to hopefully help put this person away for a long time for abusing a little kid. So if he can make it in, he'll be in. I hope he can. I hope he'll be here. It could be in a minute, or he may not make it all day. But it's Thursday, and Thursday has become my favorite day for a couple of reasons. It's the start of my weekend, and two, Scott Sherman comes in at 4 o'clock. Scott Sherman is an attorney, for those of you who don't know, and he's real smart. Doesn't this seem to you that he knows, I can't think of anything anybody ever asked him where he goes, I don't know anything about that. He knows a little bit about everything. I don't care what kind of law it is. He's not a criminal lawyer, but he knows. He's not really a divorce lawyer, but he knows. And he saves people, I think, a lot of time and money because he knows enough to tell them what not to do and who to go to, and he'll help them get to that person.
And that's probably the biggest thing, is telling them who to point them
exactly
to. Exactly. Like, what attorney handles that situation.
Right. And I've always liked people who would say, well, you know what, I know a little about this, but I know somebody who knows a lot about it. Let me turn you over to them. So that's what Scott does. So if you've got something in your life that's legal, or you wonder if it's a legal issue, should there be litigation, blah, 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 or you're scared, and a lot of it's fear. You're facing a divorce, and things look nasty, or you're afraid somebody's going to sue you, or somebody filed a restraint, you're afraid your kid's going to go to jail. Fear. Let's start the process of getting the answers you need so you don't have to keep being afraid. So if you've got something like that, be ready to call next hour. We'll give you the phone numbers after we break out of the 4 o'clock news block. In a moment, well, in 10 minutes or so, we will call John Landoff and check on him. We haven't spoken to him this week. Meantime, does anybody have anything to say? Oh, now, come on.
Wow. You know what? I don't.
I kind of do. Well, I got two things.
Well, not really, out of two, one of them will probably be worth talking about.
That's so probably true.
Let's go for it. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Trevor Lime Stone Limey Phillips. Oh, look at
please.
That.
No,
I love you, man.
I mean, honestly.
I love you, man.
Thank you. That's too much. Wow. Thank you. No, it was kind of cool. Earlier today, I was on my way to the radio station, and traffic on Manchester was really kind of backed up. So I was like,
right, oh, wow, there's a surprise.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Shocker.
You know what we used to call it here and still do? Right. Manslaughter Road.
Manslaughter.
You ever heard that?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense. And I was kind of wondering what was going on, and I could see some flashing lights up ahead, so I figured somebody had a wreck or whatever. I was like, you know, doesn't matter. I'm going to just kind of sit here. And then I pulled into the 7-Eleven. And I saw that they had the Budweiser Clydesdales walking down Manchester, and rightfully
just walking right down the middle of the street.
Yeah, I'm not kidding.
The actual horses?
Yeah, the horses, the wow. Clydesdales.
Did they get out of their pen or something?
No. They were being escorted by the
not just roaming wild.
No, right. Okay. No, they're not just walking around, you know, kind of enjoying the St. Louis
was
sights.
The wagon behind them?
The wagon was the wagon? Behind them. They were delivering Budweiser to. Like different stores that I think were carrying them. I saw them stop at 7-Eleven.
Is this some kind of anniversary of the beer or something? What's the occasion?
Wow.
They would go back and do it the old way.
I have no idea.
I'd like to stop now and just quickly sidebar. I am the only person in radio who does the sound effect of a Clydesdale walking down Manchester Road.
Wow. Yeah. Will you like treat us to that sound?
Nah, I don't want to. Go ahead. Okay, here we go.
Thank you so much.
Incredible.
Thank you, Stan. Be seated. All right, go ahead.
No, I just thought it was really cool because, I mean, I'm guessing that's exactly how they did it back in the day.
It has to be to commemorate or to call attention to some.
They might be advertising their new premium lager or something.
You know what? That could be it.
That might be it.
Sometimes they do that stuff if they introduce a new beer.
I thought it was really cool, and you never really realize how big those horses are until you're kind of standing next to them.
You don't realize how big they are until they saddle one up. And then they put you on an elevator to get up on it.
Man, they're massive.
Or a 12-foot step ladder.
No kidding. But Budweiser had everything covered. They had the police giving them pretty much a presidential escort, right?
In this town, they should. Do you like beer?
No, I love beer.
Really?
Yeah.
You're a skinny guy. That's something I've never understood. Guys who drink, and I'm not saying you drink a lot of beer, but I know, mm-hmm. you know these guys, like construction guys, they get off work and they have like 8 beers when they get home, and they're skinny as a rail. And I've never had 3 beers in a row in my life.
That's because they're doing construction. They're actually working.
Yeah, burning calories. Not like us.
I'm just sitting around.
I don't drink. Well, if they had to depend on me, they'd be out of business. I'll drink a beer.
Oh, I love a good
beer. I'm serious. Like 1 beer, 2 beers a month. That's it.
I'm not even that much.
Really? I used to hate beer when I was a kid. Or younger, I would say. Six or seven.
When I was 6, I couldn't stand beer.
I'll go one beer like every 6 months or something like that.
And it has to be real cold for me.
Yeah.
And I have to be really hot, and I'll have one.
Nice frosted mug. Come on now. But I can't stand that IPA crap. I don't know.
What is that?
It's this microbrewery stuff right now, and it just tastes foul. I don't even know. It's like a lager of some sort. It's IPA, you'll see it advertised everywhere. It's real popular with millennials.
You know what lager means? Do you even know what that means?
Yeah,
I don't think I cut trees down. No. I know what that I can read your mind. Do you even know, L-A-G-E-R, do you even know what that means?
L-A-G, no.
That's lager.
No, I haven't got a clue.
Isn't that interesting that you just refer to it as a lager beer, mm-hmm. and people hear and see, it's one of the fine lagers. They don't bother to figure it. It has to do with cold... it's cold. There's cold brewed. Yeah, there's a cold factor involved in the process where other beers don't have. That's the ridiculous layman's interpretation of what it means. But go ahead.
Well, I just learned something. So then, yeah. No, and that was it. I got to see the Clydesdale horses. It was kind of cool. I liked it. You know, getting to see them is always a treat. And that was my first Berg segment thing.
But there's as many beers now as there are wine. You can go to places
now.
And
it's getting close.
I read an
article yesterday, and they have the number of these craft beers and these microbrews. It's like 3,000. I mean, it's unbelievable in this country. They're everywhere.
I've never really gotten into the whole microbrewery thing. I like just your standard beer. All right, just a light beer that works with me. I don't like all these stouts and Guinness and
I think a lot of it's in people's heads. It's in your head. Yeah, somebody hands you beer and goes, "This is brewed right here in our little microbrewery. It's a special blend of spice." And by the time they get through, you take a sip and you go, "Yeah, where, really?" and if somebody had handed you a cold Bud Light or something, it'd been just as good or better.
Absolutely.
What do I know? I don't know about beer. I may be wrong. Obviously, I am. They're doing well.
My second one, and I'm really excited about this, it's taking place next Thursday, is I had my final appointment today at Ballast Dental Care.
Yes.
And I got to see...
Not your final. Because you're going next week.
Yeah, I'm going next week. This one was the all the paperwork and all that good stuff, because I'm getting sedated, so they kind of have to go through and, like, you know, okay, this is what we're going to do in the test. This is when the pills you got to take and stuff like that, which, for the first time ever, I get to take a Valium.
You've never had a Valium?
Never had a Valium in my life, but apparently I've got to take it the night before.
Well, here, I'll sell you one. No kidding. You'll love it.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm kind of
looking
forward to it.
Don't email me and go, who's running? You're going to make the young people want to start taking. No, I'm not. You will love it. It's, it feels good.
Well, I'm looking forward to that part. And I got to see a mold of my new teeth and what they're going to look like. And I am over the moon. I am excited. I can't wait.
For you. You'll be gone. So you'll be gone next Thursday. I'll be gone next Thursday.
Oh, no. We'll
you
both are. Be gone next
How will
Thursday.
This show survive?
I don't know.
I'll
be here.
Bill will be here with his entourage of listeners. So
we'll have Scott Sherman.
Scott will be here, so it'll be fine. It'll be fine.
There you go.
Hopefully they won't realize they don't need us. I think David Solomon will run the control board.
David will be
here.
He'll
be sorted. So yeah, I'm really excited about that. All in all, a very good day for me.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Dan, nothing?
No.
All right. Close the Burke segment. Segment's officially closed. I have a couple of callers here. We'll take them. We have time. We can take them. And if you want to jump in, and if we have time, we'll take your call, too. And again, as usual, we don't really care what you call about, except don't say the F word, okay? That's just a good rule to follow. No, the other one. 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. Now, I'm going to do that again because I always try to think like, you folks who are listening, and sometimes that stuff goes by. You want to get a pen? If you're even in a position to do that, 314-821-059. You know how I remember numbers? Forget the 314. That's easy. Just St. Louis. That's the long-standing area code. And then they added 636, but it's 314. So just get that. You don't even have to memorize that. Here's all you got to remember: 821, and then 0590. We're 590. So if you just remember 8210, the rest is easy. 8210590, the other number. Also easy if you turn it into a song. 855-282-8255. See?
Fantastic.
855-282-8255. Let's go to John because he's been holding quite a while. John, welcome to 590 The Fan. How can we help you?
Frank, we can't say fun.
No, the other F word.
Oh, okay.
The other F word.
You were talking about an IPA. It stands for Indian Pale Ale. It's an ale. It's a warmer fermenting beer.
Okay.
Lager is a beer that's fermented with a yeast that does a lower temperature.
Didn't I say cold? I think
you
I
did,
said
you did say cold.
I was close.
Yeah, but it ferments a little. But you can take an ale and lager an ale, too.
Okay.
It's all it means is if you keep it at a cold temperature and age it at a cold temperature instead of fermenting in a cold temperature.
Now, you sound like you've had quite a bit of experience drinking, have you? Or just you just know about it?
Drinking.
Yeah. You know, I actually just don't care much. I'm not interested in different beers and how they're made.
Right.
I'm just not. I know a lot of people are, but I'm not. Just like other people aren't interested in cigars or wine. I don't care. I'll either like it or I won't. And I've tasted beers, John, and I, on the rare occasion I have one, I go, you know what, that beer over there, that guy's drinking looks pretty good. The frosted mug. I may have one of those. And then I'll tell her that I like a light beer. I don't like a bitter aftertaste. I don't want anything dark that looks like used motor oil, like some stout thing. And inevitably, they'll bring me one of these microbrews, and it's horrible. And I just end up going, dah, give me a Bud Light or something. I'll drink that.
My cigar ring is a 60 ring. I like my cigar
ring. Oh, that's a man's. Yeah. For those who don't know, it's like a belt size. The bigger the number, the bigger around the cigar. 60, that's a gangster cigar.
I used to do about a 40.
That's for girls. That's
60,
for girls. That's a girl cigar.
I went to 60.
Yeah, that's.
I went to 60.
Schwarzenegger used to smoke a cigar called Red Lion, and I believe it was a 70 ring gauge. You could barely even get it in your mouth. It's like sticking a telephone pole in your mouth.
Yeah. I called before.
Oh yeah, I remember.
I'm AMS 800.
Okay, I don't know what that is.
And
He's AMFM.
Well, you can look it up.
AMS
800.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Yeah. But, yeah. I'm AM in the PM, too.
All right, John. Well, we can tell. Thank you for the call.
Okay. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye. Yeah, for those who don't know, like Tony Soprano, Al Capone, and real men and gangsters
right.
smoke a fat cigar, so the ring gauge is going to be in the 50s, maybe even 60. You get down into like a ring gauge of 40, that's for girls. Smoke a cigarette. You might as well just smoke a cigarette if you're going to do that. Let's get John in here. John, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
I'm doing great. I am AM in the PM.
That's why you're doing great. How can we help you?
You guys were talking about the beer earlier and the different flavors. You should have Limey look up on CBS Sunday Morning a couple weeks ago. Jim Gaffigan did a piece on beer.
Yeah.
And he said, just the main point of his conversation was, or his little piece was, I like my beer to taste like beer.
Not like ranchers. Not like pumpkins.
Right.
Exactly.
He's got a great point. Up.
It's pretty funny.
And I like Gaffigan. I didn't like him at first, but I like him now. He's pretty funny. But he's got a point. Why do we have to take things and ruin them by making them taste?
Give them more flavors.
Oh, yeah, like a bunch of other stuff. It's beer.
Absolutely.
It shouldn't taste like something else. Thank you, John. I appreciate the call.
You got it. Thank you.
All right. From John to Ron. Ron, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Frank and the gang, I am AM in the PM.
Oh, man, I wish everybody could be, but sadly, some aren't. What's up?
That's their issues. So I've got a question. I was sitting at a stoplight the other day, and I was outside of one of these Planned Parenthood type of places, and I saw these picketers, and they're going through their 40 days of whatever it's called. And they're out there all of the time now.
What did you call them? What did you call them?
Picketers.
Oh, picketers.
Picketers.
Okay, yeah. Or protest, whatever they're doing. So they're outside of these places. And I got to thinking, so aren't most of these people who are out along the sidewalks, outside of the Planned Parenthood types places, aren't these generally like Catholic groups?
I don't know who they are. I just know they must not have jobs.
They're typically religious.
Yeah, usually they are religious, I think.
They are that, too. And I always thought that they were Catholic groups. So I got to thinking, well, what if I got me, a couple of people, a couple of signs that say, please pray for the non-aborted children who have been abused by priests and see if they still remain as peaceful as they are on this. Doing their picketing now.
Ooh, wow. That's pretty strong.
All right.
That's strong. I like it. I don't think that would go over too well with them. Although you have every right to do that, just like they have every right to do what they're doing.
I think it'd be awesome.
Why don't you try that and get back to it? If you're alive and able to get back to
right.
it.
Right.
Yeah.
If I go with a big group.
Maybe I'll be at Valor's Dental Care with Limey after they knock.
Yeah, having new teeth put in. Ron, thank you for listening and thank you for the call.
Adios.
For those of you who are not fluent in Spanish, adios means goodbye. See, I know so much about so many languages and am so fluent in so many. It is a Thursday. Scott Sherman will be here today. I had a guy, young guy. Well, these calls keep coming. Let me take one more call. I'll save this story.
Let's
I had a young guy come
answer.
Out of the house.
You know what? I'm going to try and answer it from here. All right.
Dan's actually busy.
I have
busy.
No idea who the name is or what they are. See if this
works.
I can
just do it. I can just say hello. I'll just say, hey, whoever this is. Hey, how are you? Who is this?
This is Zipper.
I'm sorry?
Zipper.
Zipper, like a pants zipper? Like that?
Yeah.
All right.
Zipper, how are you?
No, Frank, I've called you a few times.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
A long time ago when you were AM and at the AM.
Well, you remember what we used to say? We used to just say, I am AM.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And then we went the afternoons, we flipped it to AM and the PM. So what's going on, Zip?
Well, I've been thinking about Bernice the last couple of days.
Okay.
You heard this story out of this guy from Rochester, New York?
I don't know. What's the story?
Well, he died. But he got some kind of strange brain disease from eating squirrel brains.
What?
Yeah.
When I don't, did Bernice eat squirrel brains? I don't remember.
Yes, I remember she used to talk about that.
Oh, she did, yeah.
Wow. Well, and look what happened. She's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think that was.
Well, but we don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know. Maybe, no, I don't think, I don't think many people eat squirrel brains. I really don't. Because one, it sounds disgusting. And if they knew how tender brains were, they would. Have you ever had them, Limey?
I have
like
never eaten brains.
Calves brains or something.
No.
In the
no.
South, when I was a kid, we had brains and eggs. Hold on. You scramble the brains with the eggs. No. They're the most tender, delicious. No. They were fantastic.
No.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But no squirrel brains for me.
No.
Yeah.
They're probably too small.
Yeah, that guy actually died.
From eating squirrel brains.
Well, they said it gave him some kind of brain disease where he lost his memory, lost his ability to move and everything else.
Maybe it was like, you know, mad cow disease back in the day. Maybe it was a form of mad squirrel disease.
They said it's very rare.
Well,
it's
maybe
some
rare.
Kind of disease that affects the brain.
And maybe, I mean, look, there's somebody out there. People die from eating the peanuts and stuff. It's something he shouldn't have eaten. And I guess one of the signs they knew something was wrong was he started playing with his nuts all the time. And I'm talking about, like peanuts,
planters,
and things like that, because that's what squirrels do.
Yeah, burying them. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, Zipper, have a great rest of the day. Thank you for calling.
Frank, I am AM and a PM.
Well, I can tell, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
He buried his nuts in the yard, and then he was stuck out there for 2 weeks.
I'm glad you left, because nobody else did.
I know.
Nobody. Nobody. You know what Dan does? He tries to take something I do and just try to, I'll just make it a little bit better. And it always dies. We're going to shift gears now. See, shift gears is an appropriate term because we're actually going to talk about putting you in a new Chevy or a pre-owned vehicle from Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. And here's the guy that can make that happen, Johnny Londoff. Listen to that crowd.
How are you doing?
Terrific, and I'm looking forward to tonight. I don't want to get too specific, but we...
I just had to throw that in. I just wanted to...
Sure, that wasn't interruptive at all.
George!
That didn't interrupt me. Having a little advertiser appreciation dinner tonight that I'm hosting, and sadly half the people couldn't make it. It's very hard to get a significant group of people all together on the same night where it works out for everybody. So we got half of them, and you and your wife will join us, and I think it's going to be very, very nice. And it's just dinner, just sort of my way of going, hey, thanks for hanging in there with us for the first year. Let's make the second year even better. And that's it, and I look forward to it.
Oh, I can't wait. Mimi can't wait. It's going to be so much fun, and I can't thank you enough. And here's the thing, folks, about this guy, Frank. I'm going to tell you something about this man right here. I send him back a text message, and I say, thank you for all you do for me. And he comes back, he goes, no, thank you. All right? And it's just a great relationship, but no, and I know I pay, you know.
A lot.
But the return's unbelievable. And the people, today alone, the customers that are here buying vehicles are unbelievable. So, every day, Frank, every day there are people here that are AM and the PM.
Can I mention something that's interesting that you told me a long time ago? And I have to tell you, I never forgot it because it's so important when advertisers are trying to figure out how to spend their money. You spend a lot of money supporting this show, and you told me, and I won't get specific with the numbers, but I had no idea how low the number was, the percentage of people who actually, once they decide on a car, you take them inside, you sit out, the percentage of people who can't qualify. And I'm sure it's across the board that all dealers end up spending, you know, an hour with somebody, and then when it comes down to it, they can't qualify for the financing, or it's they bit off more than they could chew. And then you told me the percentage of AM and the PM people who come in, and it was like a 180 degree complete reversal. It was just, I never forgot that, and I want, you know, other advertisers to know that this audience is hardcore. When they come to you to do business with you, they're coming in determined to do business with you. They're ready. They're ready to buy. They're ready to go. And that's the great thing about this audience. They're not only loyal, but they don't waste a lot of time and blow a lot of smoke. if they come in, they're ready to buy. They're ready to shop. Let's go. So I never forgot that. I think it's important.
Well, there's one thing about you, buddy. You don't forget much at all. You're like a computer.
I wish. My memory went bad about 10 years ago.
No, it didn't.
It did.
What'd you have for dinner last night? What did your wife, what did she cook?
Now, that's a good one. What did she cook? That's good. Give her a rim shot. Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah?
Well, he remembers she didn't cook.
Now, hang on. I'm actually trying to remember. What did I eat? You know what? I cannot eat. I left here. Yeah. I went.
Didn't your missus get something from the smokehouse? You were talking about a French
dip. Oh, you know what? Thank you. She did. She went smokehouse and bought the, thank you, bought
You're
me a French dip and two Merb's Bionic caramel apples. That's what I had for dinner. Yeah. Hey, let me tell you something. There's not much better than that caramel apple, that Merb's thing. Whew. And you only get them this time of year. And by Halloween, they're gone. You got to wait till next year. You ever had one, John?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness, they're good. The difference is you run yours off the next morning. Mine just, you know, sits around and makes me bigger.
You know, there's so many different ways to exercise, but, like walking around the lot here at Johnny Long Dog Chevrolet, whoo, man, is that fun, and this weather is unbelievable.
It's a terrific day today.
And the leaves are just starting to turn a little bit. And, it's just a beautiful time of year. What's your favorite season, Frank?
Spring.
What about Dan?
I like spring.
All right. Is Tim there?
Tim's not here. No. He's out, but for at least I will hope he make it before the show's over. Limestone, what's your...
Summer.
Why? Is it because over there in Great Britain it rains all the time? No, I'm serious. Dreary.
Yeah, no, you're being absolutely correct. I love the hot temperatures. I love the sun. I could do without the humidity, but that's something my body will never get used to. And I should say...
Did you just say summer?
I did. Mm-hmm. What I meant to say was summer.
Summer.
Is that better? So, can you say it for me?
You did it right.
Summer.
Summer.
Okay.
It's funny. Every time you not only attempt to do it our way, you do it. And it's perfect. You can do it.
Summer.
I decided a long time ago we're not going to try to change you or convert the way you talk.
That's you.
We'll make fun of you.
We'll make fun of you just like we do John. We're not going to try to change John and get him to pronounce Chevrolet properly. We're never going to do it. It's always going to be Chevrolet.
Chevrolet.
You know what?
Chicken butt.
My wife says it's not making fun of you, it's making fun with you.
Well, she's right. She's absolutely right.
She can say anything. I'm like, okay, you're right. You know, but there's a lot of material here for someone to make fun of with me. You know, are you kidding me? Unbelievable. So much fun.
We all have a lot to make fun of. We do.
So I'll just say a loyal listener, Andy Quinones with the city of Florissant, PD. He lost his father suddenly. He listens all the time, and I talked to him today, and he goes, yeah, this program is a program that helps me forget about how much I miss my pop just a week or so after he passes away. So it's the truth. You make us smile. You make us happy. You make us laugh.
Well, I have a quick poem for Andy Quinones. Keep listening to us. You'll never be alone us. There you go, Andy. That's for you. Sorry about your dad.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, it's the genius of one thing. Yeah. So obviously, we're getting close to duck season. Mm. But folks, if you come in here, we're gonna quack you up with a great deal, Johnny Long Dog Chevrolet. Woo! I couldn't help that one.
Yeah, you could have. You could have.
See, don't you love when you make? I love to make myself laugh. Yeah. First of all, I love to laugh. You know, and that's another thing about the AM and the PM crowd. They are funny people. They're happy people. And they absolutely just, they make it happen.
So, I wish I could talk your wife into changing her mind about this river cruise this year. I've got four cabins left. I'm not giving up on that yet. I find a way to get her to be interested in that. So, as you leave our audience, what would you like to leave them with? What is the one thing they need to come and test drive or take a look at that they might not have any idea how fantastic it is.
We can't limit it to one.
No, I don't mean one individual.
You know me. I mean, I grew up at this dealership. I grew up when vehicles weren't built that well. They just were not, you know. And also back in the day, but this hurts, but we did not have a very good service department. And now we do. We have an award-winning service operation run by Bruce Weiner and his team. And it's just, everyone wants to sell you a car. But you look down the line, Spark, Sonic, Cruze, the Chevy Cruze, over 100 in stock, the Malibu, the Impala, Camaro, Corvette, great deals on Corvette, up to $10,000. I think we got $12,000 off two of our Corvettes. And
what's the very smallest car? Is the Spark the smallest Chevy?
Spark, yeah. That's the one that a few years ago, one day we woke up, we had like 90 of them here. So there were some great incentives, and we said, you can buy a Spark for $10,900, or you can buy two for $99 each. And we actually had we actually had three people that came in and said, we're buying two.
Oh, hold on. $99 each for two cars?
$9,900.
Oh, you said 99 bucks. No, you said 99 bucks each.
$9,900.
Okay. Or you could sell one for like $20,000 and say, nice. Throw one in free. You can do that too. I came out, I don't know if you remember, I came out a year or two ago and I said, I just want to drive one of these down the street and around the block, the little Spark. Folks, I got to tell you something. Yeah, it's a small car, but you people who have the idea that, oh, I don't want to get in that. What if I got in an accident? These, even that car is loaded with airbags and safety features, and it was fun to drive. And I wouldn't hesitate for a minute. If I still had one of my kids going to school, I wouldn't hesitate to put them in a car like that. And here's the other thing. I think when you're buying a car for one of your kids and you ignore cars like that and you choose to go somewhere and get some who knows what's wrong with it old used car, I think you're taking a much greater chance, even if it's bigger, than getting something like this that's still affordable, brand new, under full warranty. You don't have to worry about anything, and safe, safe, safe. So think about that before you go off and follow up on some ad online about some larger old car that might be nothing but a headache and not be as safe. So that's my sales pitch for those little cars.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The Better Business Bureau, you're talking to a Torch Award winner, this year's recipient. Not many car dealers get to the Torch Award. We've been big proponents of the Better Business Bureau for years. Michelle Corey, unbelievable young lady. She's even a regional director. There are five offices that she runs that are here, in the Quincy, Illinois, and Cape Girardeau, and Springfield, Missouri. So, hey, wonderful job, and I'm so proud. I wish my pop and mom were around. I mean, my dad would have been. The buttons would have been popping off of his shirt, man, that we won this Torch Award for a car dealership.
So is that like kind of like winning the Academy Award or something in the car business?
It is. Well, I mean, just for being recognized as a car dealership of high integrity, and that comes from not only the sales but also service and the whole organization. And we've worked very, very hard. We're not perfect. We cannot be perfect. There's no such thing.
No.
One thing that we can tell you is we care. We care about you. We care about our customers. We can't give you a car for free. We can't give you service for free. But we can sure the heck fix your car. We can sure the heck give you a great deal on a new car, new truck, new SUV, or a pre-owned vehicle. And then make sure when you call 314-837-1800, that's 314-837-1800, tell us immediately your AM and the PM. If you send us an email at lawndoc.com, let us know your AM and the PM, and then we're going to make you a great deal.
All right, I will see you tonight along with some other terrific advertisers who keep this show on the air, and I'm looking forward to it. In the meantime, folks, it's a beautiful stretch of weather we have. Take advantage of it. Go get yourself the car you deserve at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet.
And, John?
What?
I sent you a text.
Dan, we're in the middle of something here.
I know.
But it's too late now. I already interrupted. Go ahead, Dan.
No, I sent John a text.
I know. Bruce is in my office.
Oh, nice.
And if we have a rear window wiper for your
are you kidding me? Hold on. Are you kidding? In the middle of our commercial, Dan sends a text to John's. I need a rear wiper because you got that is unacceptable.
Listen to this. He goes, oh, and if you bring it tonight,
you have to deliver it to him. Holy cow!
With this rear window wiper blade, which is probably, I don't know, got to be probably about a foot and a half, 18 inches.
No, it's 12 inches. Yeah. It's a 12-inch blade.
Hang on. Let me show people. Here's 12 inches. Let me show. Right. There you go. See? That's what we're looking at right there. He's not a delivery boy for the parts department. Sorry about that, John. I'm so embarrassed. I'm so sorry. Listen, I'll let you go. Yeah. You let us go. I'll see you tonight. Thank you for what you do for the show, and we'll talk soon, okay?
Bye-bye.
Unbelievable. In the middle of a commercial.
Well, I was
texting,
talking to him.
Can you give me a windshield wiper for my car?
I was talking to him before when he said send me a text.
Yeah, but see, talk to him before is not inside the commercial.
No.
Unacceptable, and you are in timeout.
Oh, man.
All right. Do we need to take a break at all, or no? Can I take some calls, or what do you want to do?
Take
a break?
If you want to take it up to the top of the hour, I wouldn't mind.
Do some traffic.
Let's do some traffic. Tell you what, we'll do some traffic. We'll come out of the traffic. We'll take your calls. 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. And now he'll introduce traffic, the guy who does it like nobody else. And that doesn't mean it's good. It's just like nobody else. Here's Dan Strauss.
Here's Tori Lyons with a look at traffic.
Traffic is sponsored by Farmers Insurance. The accident's cleared now on northbound 55 at Illinois 143. It was closed for over an hour. Traffic stacking up at 270. The right lane and exit closed downtown eastbound 64 at 6th Street. Expect delays into the Poplar Street Bridge. They cleared the accident southbound 170 at St. Charles Rock Road. And now we have a crash on westbound 44 at 270. From a massive cactus falling on a home to a deer dancing on a car's hood, they've covered it. Talk to Farmers Insurance. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
You walk through the door and are greeted with the friendly smell of barbecue smacking you right in the face. A pleasant host seats you at a table made of wood, in a chair made of wood, on a floor made of wood. We perfectly carve a chunk of meat from a bigger chunk of meat. Pavlovian pre-sweat dots your brow and the world melts away as you drift into a meat coma. Wait, was that just Pauly Shore? Welcome to Salt and Smoke.
Hey, Tom, what's going on?
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Television's Doug Vaughn here with another word about Ragazzi's. By now, you know all about the trademark 32-ounce fish bowls that you can have filled with any of your preferred beverages. I've told you about Ragazzi's fast steam table lunches for only $8.95 Monday through Friday. It's the best deal in town. Now I want to tell you that Ragazzi's is open daily at 8 a.m. with a full bar, full menu of all your favorite Ragazzi's dishes, and, of course, the Ragazzi's trademark fish bowls. Enjoy lunch or dinner at Ragazzi's. You will love it. 4945 Daggett on the Hill and Ragazzi's.com.
Astonish your friends, guests, or clients with an elegant Saddleback chocolate creation of dark, milk, white premium chocolate. Saddleback chocolates are available for monogram wedding gifts, corporate logoed events, and personalized gifts. Saddleback chocolates, handcrafted, classically stylish, and exquisitely packaged. Chocolate is the answer, no matter what the question. Find your answer at Strop's Market and SaddlebackChocolates.com.
No bumper?
But it is bumper.
Yeah. Put your headphones on.
Okay. Maybe. Hang on.
There you go.
Oh, there it is. See, if I don't have my headphones on, I don't know whether or not he played music. And I had them off because I'm reading a very, very funny letter. An actual letter that came in regular mail from a listener. And it's so good. And it's about Tim Woodburn and his book that I'm hoping he'll make it in today because I'd rather read it when he's sitting here.
Would this be from a guy named Tom?
I believe it is.
Okay.
Yes. And it's, you'll like it. It's very, very funny. 314-821-0590, 855-282-8255. In a perfect world, which we don't live in, and if I were the king of it, I would change a lot of things. One of the things I would change, and I know you can't because of the Constitution and the country we live in and freedom of speech and all that, but I would like to think it would be possible to make all campaign advertising illegal when they trash the other, which would essentially mean all of them would be off the air.
Yep.
I am tired of every person who's running spending money doing ads where they tell you little or nothing about themselves. All they do is make the other person look like the world's greatest criminal.
Mm-hmm. I know.
I agree. Sick of it, and I'd like to vote for the person who doesn't do it. The problem is they do it.
They all mudsling.
Well, now, you have one, and they say, and the one person says, "Don't vote for this person because he did this, and then the other person does the same thing to the other one. Don't vote for him because he did this. Then the other person comes on and says, "My opponent said that I did this. I assure you that I did not."
It starts off with, "Here's why he's bad." And then here's why she's bad.
Yeah. Like,
and then, well, I know that my opponent has said that I'm bad, but he's worse, and here's why. And all they're doing after that is responding to the previous ads they did. The reason I mention this is two of the worst locally are Josh McCall and Claire McCaskill. I'm so sick of seeing each of them make the other one look like the scum of the earth.
Oh, now, yeah.
Tonight at 7 o'clock on Channel 9, there's a debate. They're going to have a live debate. McCaskill and Hawley. I'm going to record it. I have this dinner tonight, but I'm going to record it. I just want to watch it. I'm not really that into politics like my wife is, but I want to see how both of these people come off. Because what's happening, and they don't realize it, is a lot of us are just reaching this conclusion. I don't want any of them. No, so you just don't vote because you don't care. Because they're all doing something that I just don't like. If you can't win any other way than to say the most despicable things you can come up with about your opponent, and by the way, if everything they said the other one did was actually true, none of them are fit to run.
No.
Well, my thing is what you touched on earlier is they're not coming out and saying, "Hey, my name is such and such, and I believe in this, and this is what I'm going to work on." So I have no idea what these candidates are doing or what their plan is unless I hear their opponent badmouthing them. That's
exactly
the only way I learn what, like, Claire McCaskill is moving forward with or what she thinks is because Josh Hawley has been knocking her for it this entire time. Or the only reason I know what Josh Hawley is doing is because Claire McCaskill has been complaining.
But
and
that's only what they want you to know.
Exactly.
Know.
So and here's I don't know what they do.
Let's say I'm running for office, which I won't, I won't do. But let's say I'm running and I decide, and here's my ad. I'm Frank Opinion. I'm running for the United States Senate. What I've decided to do here is tell you as much as I can about myself, things that I think or would hope would cause you to consider voting for me. I'm not going to do what my opponent does. I'm just not. My opponent can say all the... I'm not playing that game. So here's a little bit about me. Here's the problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
It won't work because what sticks with people is bad stuff. Okay.
Yeah, the
they remember all the you have to play the game back or you're not going to win. Because you can say I'm wonderful and I'm nice and I voted for this and I voted for that. It's just not as powerful or doesn't stick with people as negative stuff. It's this has become just a ridiculous, horrible way to run campaigns and elections, I think. But tonight, 7 o'clock, Channel 9, McCauley, Hawley, rather, and McCaskill will debate. I think it's an hour and a half. So I think it's 7 to 8:30, but I read it was an hour debate, so they probably got a 15-minute pre-debate, and then they always got to come back at the end and tell us what we just heard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, as you heard Claire McCaskill say, she does not appreciate it. Yeah, I know. I did hear it. You're right. You just said I heard it, so I already heard it. You don't have to tell me again. Brother. Let me talk to
Drew's
Hey, somebody's very smart. We already have a call for Scott Sherman. And he's not going to be on here for about 10 minutes.
That's
so,
what I told him. He says he's
that's
only
okay.
Going.
Worth the wait. So here's what I'll do. If you want to get in early like Drew and you don't mind waiting 10 minutes for Scott Sherman, 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. He'll be along here in just a couple of minutes. The other thing I was going to mention before I do my last bit of business and we hit the news is... I don't even know. Maybe it was a commercial I'm listening to in the car. If one of these, ask your doctor about Zycristin or whatever. Oh. And they were talking about some of the side effects.
Oh, my goodness.
And the list was like eight minutes long. But one of them was, and it usually is, oily discharge. That's a good one. And then vomiting or diarrhea. And then when I heard the word vomit, that's a horrible word. I don't like, let's say throw up or okay. Puke or something. I have not thrown up in at least 35 years.
Wow.
It's been
really?
It's been at least 35 years. One, I don't ever catch anything that causes you to throw up. I don't get sick a lot. When I get sick, I go big. Prostate cancer. Let's just go for it. But I don't throw up. And part of it is because I don't want to throw up.
Right.
And I think there have been times when I just fought it. But I don't. I mean, at least 35 years. But some people, some people do it. Anything that comes along, I don't feel very good. Blech. You know, it's fingers down their throat and they go throw up.
I can't do the fingers down my throat thing. I don't know how long it's been for me, but it's been a long time.
I think about a year and a half since I threw up.
Well, they always say, well, just do it, it feels so much better. Yeah, I'm sure it does. Oh. I can't stand the act of throwing up.
There was a Seinfeld episode about that.
Well, Dan, I think there's a Seinfeld episode about everything.
I know.
I should have written for that show.
Jerry was, had not thrown up since for probably 20 or 30 years. And
yeah, well, I'm going to safely say 35, and it may have been 40. And I don't even remember when it was or why it was. Obviously, I caught something.
The worst vomiting story I have is me and two friends walking through the park. Two friends and I walking through the park, and one of them accidentally swallowed a fly.
Oh.
So, and he got it, like, or a bug or something, and he got it stuck at the back of his throat. So tried throwing up to get it dislodged and everything. Work? I don't know. He ended up throwing about 7 or 8 times throwing up. And then my other friend, who had a really, really weak stomach, started throwing up.
Because he saw him throw up.
Because he saw him throwing up.
Oh, no. It's a chain reaction. That happens to people.
I'm just standing there.
And here's the worst place it can happen. And I've actually talked to people who've experienced this. On a plane, turbulent, and then somebody's sitting like next to you, barf bag, and then you, and then the guy over the other aisle, other side starts it, and it's like a chain reaction thing, and then you got 10 people barfing in the barf bag on the plane.
Oh.
And I wonder if other people use that bag for other stuff like I do. Like, it's a trash bag for me. Like, wadded up paper, trash bag.
Yeah. So your friend, when he had the fly in his throat, and then he did throw up.
15 seconds, Mr. Strauss.
The fly's like, yeah, woohoo!
Yeah, what's this junk all over me? At least I'm out of there. We have a couple of people that we'd like for you to get to know. If you have $25,000 or more that you have managed to save, you may have it invested. You may just have it in a drawer, a sock drawer, or buried in the backyard, or whatever. If you have $25,000 or more, there's no way it could be a bad idea for you to set up an appointment, a complimentary meeting with Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. These are two very nice guys. These guys have been on this show for 15, 16 years. I know them both. I've worked with them both. They have some of my stuff. That's all I can say. Legally, SEC, they don't want you to get specific. But, yeah, I've trusted them with a considerable chunk of money. I'd like for you to consider, even if you already have a financial advisor, just meeting with them. They're not pushy. They're not going to obligate you to do anything. You're not going to be pressured in any way. I just wonder why you wouldn't, if you have $25,000 or more, want to hear what they have to say. Show them what you're doing with the money. Take them your portfolio. I have this much in this much in this. And here's what is this is a refreshing surprise. And I'm sure it will be a surprise because most people generally don't work this way. And that is that if you're doing something right with your money, they'll tell you, I wouldn't change this. I wouldn't change this. And I wouldn't change. And then maybe there's the one little thing you're doing. We might have a better idea. What do you think? That's it. Why would you not do that? Think about it. And be sure you tell them your AM and the PM. Here's their website. You hear it every day. You'll hear it a little later. markandjason.com. It is 4 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
This is Doug Vaughn. You are listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio. I'm Tom Roberts. President Trump says it certainly appears that missing Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi is dead. He called the situation very sad. Earlier, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo urged Trump to give Saudi Arabia a bit more time to investigate Khashoggi's disappearance. Turkey claims Khashoggi was murdered after he entered the Saudi consulate in Istanbul on October 2nd. Pompeo says there have been many rumors about what happened.
There are lots of stories out there about what has happened. We just are going to allow the process to move forward, allow the facts.